Hey guys, Mackenzie Fain here. We are here at AfterBuzz TV for the Spinning Out Season 1, Episode 8, Hell is Real, Spinning Out After Show. We are so excited. Let's get on the ice.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, the buzz.
Hey guys, welcome back to Episode 8, Season 1 of Spinning Out. This episode is called Hell is Real. We're getting towards the end, you guys. I'm getting sad and nervous and scared.
I know, it's a lot.
Okay, well, let me introduce my lovely panel. Far over there, way away from me, we have Miss Ebony Chapman. She's our expert binge watcher,
yes,
you guys.
Yes,
so
I am.
She knows all about it, all about the binge watching, and we've been doing a lot of that. Right next to her, we have Emily May, who is a longtime fan of the Winter Olympics. I mean, that's the kind of person we need on this panel, I'll tell you that much. She knows all about it. We also have Lauren Mayo. Now, she's the only host on the panel that has had an ice skating injury.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about that?
It's my finger.
What happened?
When I was little.
Is it still there? Did somebody slice it off? Oh, God.
No.
Right down.
Oh, God. It won't. See that ring? It won't go on my finger because it just doesn't heal the same. So I'll have to wear my rings on my ring finger. And people are like, you're not married. So it's very limiting. Like, my ring collection is like two.
Oh, this was a serious thing.
Yeah. It
wow.
Was, when it was the day the movie ATL came out, I remember because I'm from Atlanta. And it was
my
2006.
Wow.
Very tragic for me.
That's like, that's you're scarred.
Yeah, I'm scarred.
All right,
then I made it up at a movie theater.
Okay, well, that's good then. You got something out of it.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So this episode, Hell is Real. I mean, like, shiz got real in this episode,
it
right?
It really did. And,
oh, my God.
Seriously. I know. That's how I feel. We're all freaking out. Let us know what you guys thought of this episode. But, Ebony, let's start with you. What were your overall thoughts?
My overall thoughts, I thought it was like a mix of highs and lows. A lot of highs and lows. Kat. Girl.
Just say the name.
Kat.
Kat.
I don't... Kat. That's all I have to say.
This was really... This episode was actually quite emotional for me because I so wanted to help Kat. I wanted to, like, jump through and help her in so many ways, and I couldn't... We just had to watch her hit rock bottom.
Yep.
And that was really, really hard to watch. I think the dramatic elements were there, and I think this was an emotional one for me. So,
how about you, Lauren?
I thought about Emily watching this actually because I knew you would feel bad for Kat. I, on the other hand, did not feel bad for Kat.
I'm so glad because I feel the same way as you. I did not feel bad for her at all.
She pissed me off the whole episode, and I thought about it. I was like, I bet you like Emily's gonna be like, oh, poor Kat.
Yes.
I love how you guys all thought that.
She's tugging at your heartstrings, and I'm done with Kat.
Girl, I am with you. I did it in this episode. It made me realize how much they didn't really make me like her as much as I guess I thought I did, maybe. Like, I didn't, I don't really care. Yeah. I don't have that emotional, like, you're supposed to love the main character. I have none of that for her.
Yeah.
That's okay. So funny. Oh, my God. I thought you
That's
guys were
so
all going
to
hate me.
They're fighting.
What is wrong with that? All right. So let's jump into the episode and break it down, go through it, because there really was so much, and they just keep throwing stuff at us. So we start out this episode with Marcus and this flashback. Ebony, do you want to walk us through that?
Yeah, I thought it was very interesting. So he's having this, like, random flashback, because it doesn't have any context, about, like, his parents, and which is the first time we really get to see them, and his, you know, they're looking at a house, and then a police officer comes, like, to talk to them or really be like, you're not supposed to be in this neighborhood, blah, the neighbor's called, I'm here to check on you. And so throughout the episode, that's kind of what you, like, see more and more of that. I understood, like, I guess I didn't understand it. Why, like, why, what part of that had a connection?
I don't know.
Yeah, I
mean,
it brought up a good issue. Yeah. It's an issue that people deal with.
But why do we have to bring that issue up as well? Like,
yeah.
There's so many issues they're just trying to stuff in this show. I can't take it.
I'm torn between this moment because, again, I like the use of flashbacks because, you know, Serena had a flashback, Kat's had a flashback, Carol's had a flashback. I like the use of that storytelling element because you get to really dive into a character's past in a quick way. But is, because the topic is so important, is it thrown away because it's just put in there? It's stuffed into an episode with so much stuff happening.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
Yeah, there was no context to it. And I understand how they were trying to connect it to, like, what happened later on in the episode. Mm-hmm. But for me, it didn't fully come around and connect that way for me.
Yeah, it felt like they were just checking off a box. And I hate to say that. Yeah. But like how you said, they're just stuffing all of these issues in. And maybe it's just they just wanted to make sure we get a season two. So we're going to introduce a whole bunch of stuff. But it felt like a lot. And like you said, I feel like it was so brief that it felt like enough time wasn't devoted to the issue. But it is a valid issue.
Definitely.
But I just felt like it was like, where did this come from?
Right.
I mean, there's a whole lot. Like, as we go through these, there's so many issues that they mm-hmm. put in here, even in the last couple episodes.
Yeah. It's a lot.
It's crazy. And they're not even, like, they don't even relate to each other. So it's very much for somebody to handle when you're trying to take in all these characters, all these new characters. I mean, it's just a lot. So then we move on to Marcus is full-blown dating Alana. Okay. Kissing and everything. I mean...
Wait, you know what it might be, though? Oh, my gosh. Maybe it's because, remember, when we had our guest in, Mitchell, maybe it's because he was supposed to not be a series regular? So maybe that's why it seems kind of rushed and random?
Yeah.
Because remember, he said he was supposed to be only a couple episodes. So that could be why?
I would feel you on that if this was the only time that they've done that.
No, because they did it with Kat and Justin, where they're like, oh my god, they're full dating.
True.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They've done it with multiple characters before.
No, that's how they
And Carol and Mitch, too. That happened real quick.
That was the weirdest one. Like, what?
I don't think they ever brought it up, but speaking of just, like, things that they're like springing on us. I mean, we did talk about Dasha and her love with this woman, like right. just another thing that
didn't have a full connection.
It was in there for no reason. It's like, okay, we need to have A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, like the whole alphabet of like things in the episode.
I mean, from a storytelling perspective, like each character needs their motivation. It needs their objective of like why they're doing what they're doing, and they need that story arc. But it doesn't necessarily have to be thrown in this way when they're like, okay, let's just do random things that don't fit within why the character's doing it.
Yeah, like, okay, he has a racist issue and she has this long lost woman lover, like it's, and then she has bipolar and she, like, it's like everybody yeah. has
but
these,
I think
like,
it would
huge...
be different if we would have known Dasha maybe was into women. Like, if that was something, a storyline that they yeah. gave us earlier in the show where we were like, oh, okay, maybe she's dating a woman. And then she felt like, oh, like, but the love of my life got away from me. Mm-hmm. Then it would have been like, okay, that makes sense. But, like,
yeah.
because we had no idea she was even dating man, yeah. woman, whatever. It was just kind of like, oh, like, where did she come
yeah,
from?
Yeah, to have it,
was
it just spring very, on like, us later.
Yeah, like a flashback and just that part disconnected.
So we start to see Kat just, you know, going downhill. And in the beginning of this episode, Kat goes to her group therapy. And who's there?
Carol.
What did you think about that?
I laughed to myself.
Of course it's Carol.
Hey. Yeah.
Right. Out of everyone, right? It would be very her mom.
Carol.
I mean, I think it's one of those things that, like, they're both dealing with the same type of disorder, so it makes sense that they would have a group therapy session, but the fact that they're in the same one does not help.
No, and they're like, that's the Carol that I'm talking about.
Talking so much crap about
it's
this
like,
whole
oh,
time.
No. Yeah. Like, well, you can't be open in a situation like that.
But don't they have, like, rules in groups like that to where, like, you can't, like, it's like a conflict of interest to have people that you know in there?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the therapist was like, wait, don't leave. I'm like, no, wait, she should leave.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
She should absolutely leave.
So she leaves. She runs to Justin and she's all, like, going, like, bananas at this point. Like, she lost it. She tells him, I feel like the universe brought us together. And he's like, I feel like I'm having deja vu. Like, couldn't piece it. Mm-hmm. And you just knew.
Right. And you knew
something
that,
was with that. Did you guys know right away?
No.
Like,
no.
You didn't?
I didn't catch it.
I didn't catch it. I mean, but we didn't really know. We've only seen it through flashbacks, but...
I don't know. I didn't know it was going to be that connection, like, that big. But I was like, he said that so weird that it was going to be something.
Yeah. Right. I mean, it's such a weird line because who says that?
Well, I mean, she could have said that, fine, but the fact that he was like, wait a second, I didn't have said that before.
Yeah. Oh, I love your Justin's voice.
I'm so hot.
It did feel like they were planting the seed there with Justin's line of like, hey, this is gonna come up later.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Kat, you know, wants to go help Dasha with and take, you know, this off of Justin's plate with the groceries, and she drops the ball on that. You know, we just see her spiraling. But then we kind of cut to Mandy, who's having a little girl, and Justin gets her a gift, and it's just all super so cute. Sweet.
Yeah.
And the dad, you know, James, he's super proud of Justin, and we kind of just see them reconnecting.
Which
and
is lovely.
So nice to see.
It's important.
Yeah, and then we see Carol. She wants to do more for Mandy, and that whole scene. Did you think that was a little bit forced, or what did you think of that?
I thought it was fine. I mean, the thing is, it's like for a couple of episodes now, like Carol has been working for Mandy, and she has stated that she wanted more responsibility. So I think the fact that she was like, no, I want more, and here's, like, a whole presentation on, like, what I want to do. I didn't find it to be, like, that weird.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you think about it, you haven't really seen Carol hang out with any other women except the moms in the other skate moms. So you're kind of seeing her trying to connect with someone outside of her, like, normal day-to-day. And so I think it's... I don't think it felt out of place. I feel like she's lonely and, like, yearning for something.
And she's just doing really good at her job.
And she's doing well at her job, and so she's just trying to find some type of stability.
Yeah.
And Mandy, like, put, like, an olive branch out and was like, hey, I can help you. And
yeah, so but Mandy also, like kind of holds her back a little bit.
Holds her back, and she just says, you know, I don't think you're ready for this. And then Mandy's water breaks.
Yeah, that was a little weird. But I didn't want to say I like that they included the scene just because I feel like we needed something else of Carol. Like, I'm tired of seeing her be, like, a good or bad mom. That's up for debate. Like, I wanted to see another, like, angle to her.
Right.
And I guess Mandy's holding her back, but not really. Like, people work jobs for years before they get an opportunity.
It's true.
That for, like, 2 months.
Mandy also has seen Carol, like, freak out in her hotel.
She's taking it slow. Like,
and she's, like, giving her a chance, but you also have, to, like, to rebuild that trust. And so you can't just, like, do a job for 2 weeks and say, hey, you're going to get a promotion.
Exactly.
You know, you have to work up to it.
So Kat goes on this shopping trip. Who wants to give me some juice on that?
Oh, man. Well, she goes to this pawn shop and
she's trying to grocery shop.
She's trying to grocery shop.
That's what she's supposed to be doing. That's what she should have been doing. Okay.
Kat. Oh, goodness. So then she finds this pawn shop and just wants to buy everything and buys random.
The most random.
Random.
Oh my god, this
items.
Is toast that really toast. Look four pieces of toast.
I need it. I need this lava lamp. She's shaking.
The lava lamp, like what? She attacked that couple. The right. Of, like,
she was like, I need this. Oh my gosh, this is so cool. Like, what?
Did anyone think that the cashier was going to call somebody? Because when he took her license, he kept, or her credit card, I don't know, I thought he was going to gather something like. I don't know that he's going to do something with it. They kept showing him,
because,
like,
because it was Justin's card, though.
Yeah.
So it said Justin's name
on it. I don't know. I thought he was going to try to intervene. Well, like, or be like, oh, you're going
they
crazy.
They kept panning to him. And I was like, if I was him, I would totally say, hey, something's not. And like, not do the purchase.
Yeah, or call the cops.
And just
or something
say,
like
hey,
that.
Something's going on.
I don't know how it got this far. And nobody said anything in her life. Like, I just don't get.
But the thing is that she doesn't have anyone stable in her life, right? Like,
what?
She's
the only one that's not stable in her life.
Carol's not stable.
Okay, well, yeah.
Serena's
on
her
own. But look at all
her
friends. She has Jen.
Even she doesn't have Jen anymore.
So she pushes her. But I'm just saying, look.
No, she doesn't have Jen.
She has Justin. She had all these people is all I'm saying.
No, like, but I'm saying at this time, when she's going through all this, how did nobody catch it? Because she didn't have Jen. She didn't have her mom.
Yeah,
she didn't have
that's
Serena.
Why nobody caught it, because she didn't have nobody.
But Justin's, like, so mad at her right now.
No, he's not yet.
Oh, not yet. You're right.
No.
He's still, like... Well, he just doesn't know what's going on. Because, I mean, the thing is, okay, we have to remember, she's been off her pills for, like, months.
Yeah.
So this new energy that he's seeing, he just thinks it's, like, a new side of her. He's like, oh, it's so great. I want to see all the sides of you, right? So he's just thinking this is, like, a new
thing. Because it's, like, a new relationship. It's a new relationship. You're trying to find all those, like, elements
and so
like,
she has all this energy. You. And so he's just like, okay, he cool. Like, he's not even tripping about it. Not even thinking twice. So when she comes back to the apartment or to the place and she has all the mess in the house with her two new besties, I think that's when he kind of was like,
what's going on? It just seems weird. Out of character and like unsafe.
Yeah.
So what I'm battling with real quick when she's going through this is like, why hasn't she told Justin? If she's been dating Justin, like, why hasn't she told Justin?
Because like her mom has made it her whole life. You don't tell anybody. You don't
tell
anybody.
But she told her old boyfriend, didn't she? Dan?
Yeah.
No.
I think he just knew she was biting.
Yeah, because he knew she was biting.
She told Justin that she was biting. She was biting too. And it was more of like stress. Yeah. I don't do it anymore.
That's what I feel so bad about. Because no wonder she's like having this breakdown. Because she feels like she can't talk to anyone. And then she didn't go to her support group.
Yep.
Oh, Carol ruined that, so.
So they have this party in Justin's room, and you know, Kat just throws this big rager. It just is awful. You know, like, inviting all these people. Yeah. Nobody even knows who they are. Justin's really, like, trying to go along with it, like, doesn't really get it.
You know what's so funny? This scene literally reminds me of, like, you ever been to a party and it's like you're the sober one and everyone else is like wasted?
Yeah, most of the time.
Right. So it's like you're there and you're like, what is going on? Like, you're just so confused the entire time. And I was like, I totally get it. Like, you're just, so poor Justin, he's just trying to like rally everyone together. The weird people, the new people are like inviting friends
He's already on thin ice with his dad. And so his dad like kept saying, hey, like, you need to, you know,
get it together,
and you know, so he's like trying to be really good, and the fact that like Kat's doing this in his hotel room,
but it's I mean, it's all that, and she obviously isn't helping him, right? Like, get it under control. So I think all that was just kind of like a super overwhelming situation.
I mean, there was drinks, there was drugs, there was
I mean, the guy steals Kat's pills.
Yeah. And then he invites his boys. Like, who are these people?
So, right.
Like, he was just doing too much.
True. So Serena's upset that Kat blew her off. I don't know what they were supposed to do, but they were just supposed to do something. And obviously Kat is busy with this rager. So she's not making any type of plans. Mandy is in labor and she has to have this emergency C-section. And this part, like, I definitely had tears in my eyes. Like, it was so sad to watch her have to go through this without James. And I can't imagine. That's so sad. But what an awful situation. 12 weeks early, that's like no joke at all.
I was honestly so like, oh my gosh. Like, I was like, this baby cannot die. Like, that's the only thing I was thinking the whole scene.
But I mean, come on. They're going to throw a NICU baby at us or like a death like this at us because that's what they do. Like,
I mean, it's a dramatic show.
It's more dramatic than a soap opera.
Well, it kind of has a soap opera structure if you look at it.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't disagree. But I mean, I don't know. That's like the whole point of the show. It's supposed to keep you interested.
Yeah, I mean, the early birth, like, that got me because I was premature. So when I saw her water broke and she was like really upset, I was like, oh man, this is like, it could go either way. And so those scenes were really emotional for me. So that's why, that's one of the other reasons why this episode got me.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like in any situation, like, how do you watch that and you're not like, holy crap. Like, you know what I mean? You can just feel for them. So I can't imagine. But Serena goes to her dad after this weird situation with the twins and this girl.
Scene was weird. Yeah. I didn't understand it. And I didn't even understand what lingo the girl was talking in. I was like, maybe I'm clearly, like, I'm past my cool range because I have no idea what the heck she's talking about. What is she saying?
Did you steal the glasses? Like,
I guess because they were expensive and she thought, you know, they were the rich kids and Serena's like the...
There's another one.
Unrich.
Is she? I mean, do they know that, though?
Like, I'm sure they do.
I mean, they all, like, grew up together. They kind of know, like, the economic...
Like, she's the one with status. The single mom, even though that she has a beautiful home for a single mom that works a night shift at a hospital. But, like, she has a three-bedroom.
No, airport.
But still, like, yeah. That's a beautiful home. But either way.
Anyway, we needed to get the rich and the poor, like, that whole, we needed to have, yeah, we haven't had, so disparity. They have
So there's you, McKenzie.
There was that.
She's over there.
No, I love it. It's just like, holy cow, it's crazy what they are fitting in here. So Mandy has this baby, and Carol was there with her, and it was so sweet. And, you know, Mandy gives Carol the account.
Yeah.
Just like that. She was kind of like, which I was good with that.
I loved the scene with the nurse where she stood up for the, she needed like apple juice or something. And Carol stood up and told that nurse what she needed. And, you know, that's kind of like the attitude you need when you're trying to get an account.
Yeah.
So then Mandy was like, oh, okay, she can handle it.
Yeah, she had her back. So I think that's another reason why Mandy was kind of like, okay. Like,
I did love that.
It goes back to that trust. Too. It goes back to that trust. Issue where it's like, okay, you're building my trust. You have my back. I'll have yours.
So Lauren, I want to know what you thought about the fight scene and then Justin and Marcus going to jail. What'd you think of that?
It was upsetting. I thought it was, like you said, super dramatic. And I'm just going to say, we have to remember, like, one, if you're a rich Caucasian child, please don't leave your black friend in jail.
Girl.
Even if he says go without me.
Why would he say that though?
I don't
know. That's what I was like, I literally put, why would Marcus not let Justin's dad come get him?
And not only that, it was like a day later. Like,
when you knew he was there to help you.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
You can't do everything your friends do, your rich friends do, because their records will get expunged and yours probably won't. So now little Marcus has a record.
Well, that's and all. Then it goes back to, like, the beginning. It goes back to that flashback in the beginning. And so it's, like, it is somewhat full circle, but also it's really upsetting. Because, like, Justin just, like, it was, like, an oversight.
Yeah.
And it was just really frustrating for me.
I did like that they got along.
I thought they got along, but I thought that scene was weird. He was like, oh, do you want my dad to get me? He's like, oh, no, I'm good. What idiot's going to be like, yeah, no, don't get me out of jail.
Yeah.
I'm staying here. Don't worry about me. Like,
you're
going to
call
and
your mom?
And then he cries about it. Like...
This one was like, you literally had an opportunity to get out, and why would you not
get out of jail free card, literally.
Yeah. Literally, and why would you not take that? So that, for me, was like, I didn't understand that decision at all.
No.
Yeah.
I didn't understand that at all.
No, not at all. And then this is kind of like the part where we find out that Justin, you know, the last time he saw a cat like this was about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it just makes you think and kind of realize that, don't you think she was having a manic episode at the time that they had sex?
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's the connection I got.
Here's the connection.
Okay. Because she said the same thing. She said, you know, the universe brought us together.
Yeah.
So that kind of adds to the fact that she was... Not in kind of a good state of mind a year ago, and then now she's back in the same state.
Yeah. So we have all this drama with Serena where her dad is going to move back to Colorado or move to Colorado, and she's all upset, but she's going to go out with Drew. And I knew it was not, like, we all knew it was not, like, there's some secrets going on. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you see her put a little sum in her backpack.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The condo.
Yeah.
I was like, wow. She had to do.
So, yeah, that was interesting.
So the dad storyline made me frustrated.
Yes.
Because we spent 2 episodes building the fact that she was trying to build this relationship. And then now he's like, well, I got a good job and I'm going to go back.
No, you don't know what they're doing by now. They're taking the dad away because they want the deadbeat dad story. Or the daddy issues for
season two.
Yeah. They got to have it.
I knew he wasn't going to stay. I knew something was up. I was like, either he's coming back for the money or he's not going to stay.
Yeah,
I don't know, but...
I don't know. I agree with all you guys. That is just, I was...
No more comments.
That whole situation was just like, ugh. Like, because he was forceful, like, she needs to move in with me, this, that, and third, fighting Carol for it, all this mess, and then being like, you know what? Actually, I got a better opportunity like I did in my other past life, and I'm just going to peace out.
Mm.
A mess.
So then Alana tells Justin she thinks that Kat is off her lithium and she has bipolar, and he's just like so confused. Has no idea like what is going on. And then we have this bathtub scene with Justin and Kat.
Oh.
What'd you think, Lauren?
That was a lot. I felt really bad.
It gave me chills. It gave me chills.
I feel like I appreciate Justin. He's grown so much on me. Like,
yeah.
He's been so patient and kind. And he really just, like, imagine being in his shoes. He doesn't know what to do. He doesn't know if Alana's right. Mm-hmm. So I think he did the right thing by just calling Carol.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad that Carol had texted Kat or called her or something where she saw her name on the phone and was like, yeah, I should probably call, which I thought was a good idea.
Yeah. I mean, it's such a hard situation to be in. And like you said, Justin has grown so much as a person and has had to deal with a lot. And then to have someone like your skating partner, your girlfriend go through something like this, even though she did wreak havoc, you know, you still care for her, and he's having this like internal battle of,
yeah,
like, what do I do? And it's emotional for him.
I think he was
because
scared.
He was scared. He doesn't want, you know, he doesn't want to lose her. So he has to deal with that and kind of come to terms with what she has to go through.
Yeah, what do you think, Ebony?
Yeah, no, I think he was just, like, completely scared. I think he was, like, imagine you have someone in this relationship and you know nothing about this, like, life that they're living.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing about it. And then they have, like, an episode in front of you. Like, I would be completely freaked out. And I'd be like, oh, my gosh, like, who is this person that I'm dating? Like, mm-hmm. I don't, like, at the moment, it'd be like, I just need to get you help. But then later on, I'd be like, do I want to be in this relationship? Because it's like, I had no idea what I was getting myself into.
Yeah.
Well,
and you also feel a little, like, betrayed. It's like, you couldn't tell me this about yourself or supposed to be. I would just feel like...
Yeah. But at the same time, like, if someone were to tell me something like that, like, would that be something that I'd want to deal with, like, right off the bat?
But you should have the option.
Right, like, you should have the option.
Also, yeah, but also it's kind of, I feel I'm torn because there's like this stigma that like if you are open about it that you might have like a negative like reaction from people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like that's what Carol has been, you know, putting into Kat's head of like, you can't tell anyone about this because your skating career is going to be over. Everything's going to be over for you. And so for Kat, that's been instilled in her head for so long. And so for her to finally be in a relationship that she's really happy with, that's a scary thing to bring up. And so I get you have to be open in the beginning, but it's like, when is the right time to tell
someone you're
going through something like that? Yeah. And then are they willing, like you said, are they willing to go like help you? Because it's like an everyday 24/7 thing. So
I mean, Mitch was there for Carol, though. Mitch found out early, and he still stayed around. So I'm not saying that if you have, like, that people won't stay around, but I'm just... trying to like put myself be sympathetic and put myself in Justin's shoes and being like, you have everything in, I mean, because he liked her before that, obviously, right?
Yeah.
But it's like, if you knew up front, would you have even thought about being in a relationship with this person? Like, would that even be something that you would be now interested? Like, that would take away your interest possibly.
And that, like you said, that should be up to the person to decide in the beginning. Yeah.
Well, and having this like manic of an episode where you're doing dangerous things. Like, that kind of adds to the whole element of trying to figure out what to do.
Doing dangerous things and also being unreasonable. She was over here snorting her pills, and he was like, wait, no, stop. And she was like, they're just my pills. It's fine. Oh, my God, everything's fine. I'm driving car. Let's have fun. Oh, my God. Jump on the table with me. Do this.
There's a sense of you're not set in a reality.
She was not even... So, I mean, but imagine being, like, not in that state, and you're just like, this is not real. This is not a thing. Like, this is not exciting, fun, happy, like... get it together, get off the table, like, get these people out of my place. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're helpless because she's not helping. You don't have anyone to help you. You're by yourself, so. Yeah.
Then you go to jail.
And you go to jail, all for
and
this.
And have charges pressed against
one
you.
One girl. Oh, Jesus.
So now we just have Marcus sitting in jail. We don't know what's going on with him. So that's where we leave it. Justin picks the phone off the floor and gives Carol a ring. Mm-hmm. And that's where we leave it there.
Yeah. But you know what's so funny? I do have to say this part what I thought was really funny. Justin, like, you know, begs Marcus to come help him. Like, please, I don't know what to do. Because Marcus and Alana are about to go on a date.
Yeah.
And Marcus tells Alana, like, okay, I'll be right back. And she was like, I'm coming too. I was like, that would have been my exact reaction.
Exactly. Like, I'm not leaving you again.
Right. Like, you're not about to leave me down here while you go deal with your little ex-boo. I'm coming too, okay?
Absolutely. Well, and I feel like Alana really helped the situation because she knew the signs exactly. She was like, oh, this, yeah, no, there's this other things going on.
Yep.
So it was good that she came and helped.
It was a good thing.
So true. All right, guys, so we went through this whole episode. Hell is real. I mean, you can just tell. Oof. Hell is real in this episode. It was crazy. But we have so much more to cover in the coming episodes, so definitely stick with that. We do have a little bit of news and gossip from Eben Nay, so let's
find out about that.
Yeah, so Ashley Wengler, or Wagner, is an Olympic skater, and she actually won the bronze.
Who is she in the episode?
She's an Olympic skater.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So she's an Olympic skater, and so she auditioned for Kat's role.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Oh.
Yes, and so she didn't get it, obviously, and so she was live tweeting when the series first came out, and so some of her tweets were of this. It said, also fun fact, you guys, I auditioned for Kat. I walked into the casting room, and one of the girls from Handmaid's Tale was there, and I knew I was done for. Super fun, though. I guess I just wasn't believable enough as a skater. Trying to make it in the competitive world.
Oh, that shade. That shade,
right? And then she says, she was like, I can't see past Kat's over the boot tights. I know she's a fictional character, but I feel a strong need to sit her down in the locker room and tell her seniors get an upgrade on their pantyhose.
Ooh.
So she's a little bit shady, but at the same time poking fun. Like, it's kind of fun. The other thing she said, things I learned today. She's like, no in particular order. Netflix found out about competitive skating mother and decided to take me right back there. She's like, love you, Mom.
Oh, my God.
So definitely having a little bit of fun on the tweets and the whatnot. So I was like, that is very interesting, though. Like, how funny an Olympic skater went out for this part and didn't get it.
That is crazy.
I mean, but if you, like, even though, I mean, a lot of these episodes have been not really around skating. It's been around mental illness and other things, so.
Yeah, absolutely.
So. It's still so funny.
It's so,
yeah,
that's so funny.
It's funny.
All right, so I think we have a special segment.
We do. So today our segment is Skating on Thin Ice. So we want to know what storylines, what characters you feel are skating on thin ice. So we're going to go around the panel. Do you want to go first? Who you think, or a storyline that this episode...
We had a whole lot going on in this episode.
We did.
I mean, for me, you know, I'm gonna go with Serena because, you know, I don't like to go with the obvious choices around here.
Okay. All right.
Serena's skating on thin ice with me because she is just kind of like super disconnected and kind of just, I don't know, no one's watching her. No one has their eyes on her. I feel like something's about to go down.
Uh-oh. All right.
Lauren?
I'm gonna have to tie it. It's between Kat, the obvious choice. Come on. And also the odd flashbacks or the random flashbacks. That storyline is probably on thin ice for me. I wish we would have fleshed that out earlier on in the season.
Okay. Yes.
I'm going to say Marcus because, boy, you should have taken your opportunity to get out of jail.
I really should have.
And I'm going to just go with the obvious one with Kat. Just because I feel like she has gotten things so... out of control in this episode, and she's hurting people and hurting herself, and so I'm upset with her, but also want her to be okay at the same time.
I feel that. All right, guys, thank you so much for joining us. We had such a great time going over this season 8 episode 8.
Season 1. Yes.
Are we foreshadowing?
I don't know. There's so much we covered, you guys, and we're going to cover episode 9 next, so stick with us. There's so much that goes down. Does Marcus get out of jail? I don't know. All right, Ebony, where can we find you?
You can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at EbonyChapman12.
And you can find me at Emily Mayhower on Twitter and Instagram.
You can find me on Instagram at Lauren Out Loud and on YouTube at Lauren Mayo.
And you can find me on Instagram at Mackenzie Fain. Thank you guys so much again for joining us. Let's skate next time.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.